You need not be Irish to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And when it comes to literature, the Irish have been active for quite a while. In fact, after Greek and Latin, literature in Irish is the oldest in Europe, dating from the 4th or 5th century. As the 20th century drew near in Ireland, a new nationalist cultural revival stirred, and it would come to be known as the Irish Literary Renaissance, and it would change modern Irish history. Here to help us celebrate St. Patrick's Day and this rich literary tradition with some Irish poetry is Kathleen McManus, the co-founder of Arish Theatre, Atlanta's Celtic Theatre Company. She also teaches at Woodward Academy and is an artistic associate at Theatrical Outfit. Kathleen, welcome back to City Lights.
Thank you, Lois. I'm so delighted to be here again.
And bringing your emerald lights to light up our studio today.
I wore my green.
Yes, as are we all. Now, what made you decide on these selections for today?
Well, today's poets are all 20th century individuals. One of them is from the Gaeltacht, or the Irish-speaking part of Ireland. I've got a poem about an actor, and one about an irate dad during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and a love poem that was originally written in Irish, translated for us.
Well, let's begin with your fair trade, the poem about the actor.
All right. This poem is called Fleance, and it's by Michael Longley. He is from Northern Ireland. And if you want, we can talk a little bit about it after. So
sure.
I'll just begin. Fleance. I entered with a torch before me and cast my shadow on the back cloth momentarily. A handful of words, one bullet with my initials on it, and that got stuck in a property tree. I would have caught it between my teeth or, a true professional, stood still while the two poetic murderers pinned my silhouette to history in a shower of accurate daggers. But as any illusionist might unfasten the big sack of darkness, the ropes and handcuffs, and emerge smoking a nonchalant cigarette, I escaped, only to lose myself. It took me a lifetime to explore the dusty warren beneath the stage, with its trapdoor opening onto all that had happened above my head, like noises off or distant weather. In the empty auditorium, I bowed to one preoccupied caretaker and, without removing my makeup, hurried back to the digs where Banquo sat up late with a hole in his head.
So what do you identify with there, Kathleen?
Oh, my gosh. I identify with so much. I've worked in theaters with the trapdoors. I've listened for noises off, as we say in the theater. It's that on stage, off stage life, that there's that rich interior to an actor's life, no matter how small his part. Fleance is not a big role, so there's a lot of time for an actor playing a role like Fleance, or probably going to get into another costume, actually, to play a different role. Northern Irish writer Michael Longley, there is an interview with Krista Tippett just from last November from On Being, so you can find it. And hear a little bit more about what he's up to these days.
Oh, and, you know, just listening to you, thinking about the way the Irish can turn a phrase. I mean, since the 4th or 5th century.
For a very
century,
long time,
yeah,
yes.
It comes
words. They
us.
All seem to have that gift of gab.
Who is Desmond O'Grady?
Desmond O'Grady was a writer who...
This is the poem, rather, If I Went
If
Away.
If I Went Away, yes. If I Went Away by Desmond O'Grady. Desmond was from County Limerick. He was a friend of Beckett. And he ran away as a teenager from Ireland, found himself in Paris, worked at Shakespeare and Company. I mean, he was just in the right place at the right time. We just lost him a few years ago. And If I Went Away is actually a poem about leaving. just getting away. And so many Irish writers became expats. They did just that.
Did you want to share that?
Absolutely.
With us?
So this is If I Went Away by Desmond O'Grady. If I went away, I should never come back, but hike the hills, sound each hollow, tramp the stony goat herd track, and my own wild will happily follow. My heart is as black as a burnt door, or the burnt out coal in a kitchen range, or the stamp of a boot on a whitewashed floor, and memory makes my smile turn strange. My heart in a thousand bits lies shattered like broken ice on the water's face, like a heap of stones you've knocked and scattered, or a virgin fallen in disgrace. I shall leave this town as soon as I can, for sharp is the stone here, deep the dung. There's nothing of value here for a man but the heavy word from everyone's tongue.
The Irish diaspora.
When they want to go, man, they want to go.
Yeah.
That theme rings very strongly in Colm Toybean's novel Brooklyn, which was beautifully made into a film last year.
I was thinking about that very book and how beautifully he captured, on the one hand, the longing for home,
mm-hmm.
and what home meant, and yet, you know, the despair, the
why
poverty,
leave, yes.
despair that they were fleeing and in hopes of a better life. But talk about being conflicted.
Yeah. And that one conversation Ailish Lacey has with her former employer, who's just dripping with both envy and disdain. And when she stands up and says, "My name is Ailish Fiorello," and just goes, you know, that really speaks to, I think, what Desmond O'Grady was dealing with when he decided, "I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Paris. I'm going."
They're not going to pick on me there. The Irish Consul General was in last week, and I understand Colm Toybean was in Athens.
Yes, he was. I wish I could have gone. That was just on Thursday.
I hope he might come back and
to
speak
Atlanta.
To us here.
We would love that.
What else is in store for our St. Paddy's Day poetry?
Well, I've got this lovely short poem by Paul Muldoon called Cuba.
I just read in this morning's paper, Paul Muldoon is retiring, or announced his retirement as poetry editor of The New Yorker, in fact.
He's lived in New York City for a long time.
Yes, yeah. And Kevin Young, an Atlantan who was teaching at Emory, is taking his place. But the senior edit...
Do you know what he's doing? You want to know what he's actually doing in retirement? Of course, he is the winner of the T.S. Eliot Prize, the Pulitzer Prize. He's a baby boomer, born in the early 1950s, also from Northern Ireland. But he lives in New York City, and right now, just last month, he hosted one of these. He is doing something at the Irish Arts Center on a monthly basis called Muldoon's Picnic. And it's described as a maxim gatherum, a monthly extravaganza. Muldoon's Picnic, just sort of coincidentally, when he was doing his research and decided to name it, so it's named after a New York vaudeville act and an Irish-American farce from the 1880s. And I think he just decided there needed to be something called Muldoon's Picnic taking place monthly at the Irish Arts Center in
and
New York City.
And everyone's invited. Well, the senior editors at The New Yorker said how delighted they would be that his poems would once again be in their pages, because he didn't think it was proper that while he was editor, his
there
own
you go.
Poems
there
should
you
be
go.
A man of integrity.
A man of integrity and ethics, indeed.
So tell us about Cuba.
Cuba is a short poem. It's just a little over 30 seconds that has embedded in it a memory of what the Irish must have felt like in the early 1960s when Kennedy was president. So here you go. My eldest sister arrived home that morning in her white muslin evening dress. "Who the hell do you think you are? Running out to dances in next to nothing? As though we hadn't enough bother with the world at war, if not at an end. My father was pounding the breakfast table. Those Yankees were touch and go as it was. If you'd heard Patton in Armagh. But this Kennedy's nearly an Irishman, so he's not much better than ourselves. And him, with only to say the word. If you've got anything on your mind, maybe you should make your peace with God.
Nearly an Irishman. I love it.
Nearly an Irishman. So there was that whole Irish attitude of, who do you think you are? It's such a common theme. They brought it over with them here too. That's growing up Irish American. You heard that.
If you keep
you
you
got
humble.
Yourself a little too uppity, yeah.
Yeah, keeps
who do you think you are?
Yeah. Well, who do you think is most appropriate to end this celebration on a loving, sentimental note?
Well, we've got time for one more.
Yes.
This is a poem from the Gaeltacht by Nuala Ní Gonail. She was born in Dingle, and she writes in Irish. And Paul Muldoon actually also translates some of her poems. And she is concerned with the preservation of Irish as a language. And this is called Labashidi, the Silken Bed. I'll make a bed for you in Labashidi in the tall grass under the wrestling trees where your skin would be silk upon silk in the darkness when the moths are coming down. Skin which glistens, shining over your limbs like milk being poured from jugs at dinner time. Your hair is a herd of goats moving over rolling hills, hills that have high cliffs and two ravines. And your damp lips would be as sweet as sugar at evening. And we walking by the riverside with honeyed breezes blowing over the Shannon and the fuchsias bowing down to you one by one. The fuchsias bending low their solemn heads in obeisance to the beauty in front of them. I would pick a pair of flowers as pendant earrings to adorn you like a bride in shining clothes. Oh, I'd make a bed for you in Labashidi. In the twilight hour, with evening falling slow, and what a pleasure it would be to have our limbs in twine, wrestling while the moths are coming down.
Oh my. On that romantic, erotic note, I will say, Kathleen McManus, you are our Colleen.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And I just want to let your listeners know that Arish is presenting an evening of short plays next Tuesday night, one night only, March 21st at the Shakespeare Tavern. You can find out more about that at Arish, A-R-I-S, theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E dot O-R-G.
Happy St. Patty's, and
same to you. Thank you.
Kathleen McManus is a co-founder of Arish Theater, Atlanta's Celtic Theater Company. And she teaches at Woodward. She's an associate at Theatrical Outfit. This is City Lights.